The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bible is a book of formulas. That's why God refuses to give you a specific, definitive identification. He gives you a formula. I am that I am. What are you? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? I am that I am. What do you need? I need to be healed. I am your healer. I need some money. I am your provider. But I got to get you from this kingdom where you see me from a dim position to this kingdom where you see me strong. You see, every time you open your mouth and say, my hip, my knees, my back, all that, every time you do that, you've gone back to this kingdom. Now, tell me if I'm not telling you the truth. Tell me if I'm not telling you the truth. Wait a minute, I didn't say it yet. Tell me if I'm telling you the truth. Every time you talk about the problem, it gets worse. Yesterday, you were walking like this. Oh, my knee. Now you're walking like this. Why? Because you have agreed with that kingdom. Isaiah tells you that along with your salvation came healing. Then Peter gets the unveiling or the revelation of that, and he says, by whose stripes you were healed. Listen to this. When were you healed? The same time you were saved. We have classes to help you with your salvation, but no classes to help you with your healing. This kingdom requires different speech. I can't talk ghetto over here. I have to speak the language of this kingdom. But every time you go back into just getting old, your body's going to respond. We're just getting old. You're going to start losing. You're going to find that you can't stay up anymore. You can't function the way you used to function. You're tired. And why? Because you just told your body that it's over. You used to come to church and used to dance and rejoice. You don't do it anymore. You're saying, I just got such pain in my knee and in my hip and in my back. What you just told God was that your ailments were greater than his praise. And you never get it back because you're no longer leaning on the knowledge and the revelation of who he is. But as of today, by the power of God, we're calling this thing back. Bethel is going to be a place that explodes with praise. And if you can't praise him, get out. Get out. I don't want nobody hindering my praise. I don't need no super self-righteous people hindering my praise. God has people that are waiting on the outside to find a place to give God praise. And because of my illumination. Yeah! When you understand the kingdom, you don't give in to everything the doctors and everybody else wants. God has a way that's the kingdom, and it's not the flesh. Are you hearing me? So Jesus said, listen here. In Mark's gospel, in Exodus 4:1-9, the Lord sends him down there, and he gives him all these works to do. Ooh, my God. My God, you got to get this. when the children of Israel reached the Red Sea, Pharaoh's behind them, right? He's coming. Now, that's very illustrative. Your past always comes to torment you. It chases you. Your past bondage, your past troubles, your trials, your past people, they come after you. They come after you. They come after you. God's trying to move you to the other side. But whenever God tries to move you, there's always something in front of you. God never moves you without a test. That's how you know he's about to do something great, because the test is insurmountable. Okay, so Pharaoh's coming behind. So God says, all right, I got to get these people together so they can move over to the Red Sea. And so what he does, he comes down as a pillar of fire between the children of God and the children of Egypt. Now, that gives them time. Now, he's not there to be a permanent fire. He's going to let Pharaoh through. But right now, he needs time for them to have a revelation. They have knowledge, they have illumination, but they need a revelation. They've seen it 10 times before, but they're not completely convinced. So God said, I got to give them something where they know that I have total power, not just over Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt, but over everything. So the people, like most church members, start crying out to Moses. Did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Blah, 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 blah. You did this. You did that. We always blame people when negative stuff happens. You go to your supervisor when there's a cost issue at your company and they readjust your salary. And you go to them and you're mad because they did it. Don't you know that the same God that let them give you the salary is the one that took it away? Because he's got something better, but you can't see it because you don't know the I am. Woo! Glory to God. You know, I was driving up Eastern Road yesterday, and there's this staffing place over on Eastern Road. And I think you had something to do with that at one time, didn't you? Yes, at one time you did. And yesterday I drove past that, and I thought about you. You just jumped back right in front of my face. And as I saw you, now I'm trying to drive, and you're impeding my driving because you didn't jump in front of my windshield, and I saw all these packages from God coming down into your hands. And everyone had stamped on it restoration. Every single one. And Deb, listen, your arms started to get weak under the pressure of the blessing. And God began to show me all this stuff coming back, because I saw this board. This board was like strapped to your spine, and written on the board was faithful under trial. And God, because he stapled that to you, all these things started coming down on you. So the Lord is saying, lift those hands and expect those things to come, because they're coming. Doors that were closed, he's opening up because you've been faithful. Glory to God. I saw that as clear as a bell. As soon as I drove past that place, you just poof, came right up like a HUD thing on my windshield. It's coming. It's coming. Woo! Glory to God. My. Glory to God. I just heard him say, like Job, there'll be restoration where the devil's going to be shut down, because he tried to stop you. He tried to even hit your baby. But God's bringing everybody out. Glory to God. All right, listen. Y'all sitting next to her. Everybody get up. No. Everybody in Deb's row, get up. Get up in that row. Now, take one step to the right and sit in those chairs. No, not you, Deb. You stay. Take one step. Everybody, now sit down. That's Ashley's seat. Every time you come to service, you save a seat for Ashley. Because one day you're going to look up and she's going to be sitting right there. Because God ain't letting the devil kill your baby. And God ain't letting the devil take your baby. And I'm here to tell you that battle is over. And the joy bells are going to ring. And those demons have been defeated because you've been faithful. We've had a revelation of the power of God. We know who he is and what he can do. And he's just looking for people to work along with him to begin to prepare your life for the move of God. If you believe that God is about to open your Red Sea, if you believe that God is about to deliver you from oppression, then you make room for it. You begin to prepare yourself. You get your praise going right now. Put it on account. Begin to prepare for the release. Listen, sit down. Let me finish. I'm almost done. We have service tonight. God is telling me we're going to have, in the month of September, every Sunday night, I'm going to preach. We're going to have miracle night. Every Sunday night in September, God is going, oh, Jesus, it's going to be crazy around here. It's going to be crazy. The Lord just spoke to me today. He said Sunday night in September is going to turn into miracle night, that you're going to see the miraculous, the supernatural, the stupendous. You bring people in that need new limbs. You bring people in whose eyes are blind. You bring people in who are at stage 4 cancer, whose diabetic numbers have gone crazy. For God is going to put new knees in. He's going to fix hips. He's going to fix spine. All those people who have those back issues, I'm telling you this, Lord. So Pharaoh comes after them. The Red Sea's in front of them. Every time there's an obstacle in front of you, that's a sign that God's about to move. You better get it together. And see, that's why you saw people who know, they start acting crazy. You see, because they know God's about to do something significant. And so what does God do? Moses cries to God like any good leader. He cried. He said, Lord! The Lord said, what you crying to me for? What's in your hand? He said, that staff you gave me. He said, all right, didn't that staff bring them out? Yep, then that staff's going to bring them over. Stretch it over the water. Ah! The instrument of knowledge, of illumination, of revelation, the instrument, stretch it out over your current difficulty. And then God came down and all night long parted the sea. He parted the sea and he dried up the mud. So they went across kicking up dust. Saints of God, you've let the devil keep you down too long. You ought to have a level of praise and worship that supersedes the people. Let me tell you something. The folks of Hebrews 11 ought to be looking at us and saying, my goodness, listen to that praise. And you ought to be giving God that kind of praise. You ought to give God that praise that shakes heaven, that praise that delivers. I'm firing everybody. I'm surrounding myself with people that know how to praise God. I'm getting rid of all the dead people and all the dead leaders, the dead deacons, the dead elders, the dead ministers. I'm getting rid of all of them. I need people that know how to praise the I am, that know how to walk with the I am. I don't want nothing dead around me.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.